And I come from a long line of life ain't easy women. My great aunt, until she was struck almost speechless by stroke, filled pots as tall as 3-year-old children with dandelions to make wine. And I would watch her lose herself in the music her hands made for hours. Scraping yellow petals from green stalks to soak in sugar till the sweet came out seemed to soothe her.
Denise Miller is the co-founder of Fire Historical and Cultural Arts Collaborative in Kalamazoo. She's a writer, a visual artist, a chef, a masseuse, and a professor at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. She's also a survivor of child sexual assault.
Growing up, I never really had an opportunity to process the experience because I was in it, right? So then I got to college, and all of a sudden, all the feelings that I should have been able to have during the experience came, like, just kind of blanketed me.
Miller says writing poetry really helped her work through what had happened.
When I finally started doing it for myself and to really get the story out for my own process, that's when it started transforming for me. That's when real healing started.
On Friday night, Fire will show a taping of the New York theater troupe Ping Chong and Company's production, Secret Survivors, where survivors of child sexual abuse use theater to talk about their experiences.
I don't remember how many times Jay abused me. I do remember the day I stopped it from happening.
One, two,
three eternities pass.
With all my courage, I tell him,
just leave me alone.
That day I break his gravitational pull.
Fire is working to create a program like Secret Survivors here in Kalamazoo. Sarah Zatz of Ping Chong and Company is the writer and director of the original production in New York. Though it's thought to be one of the most underreported crimes, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control estimate about 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 4 girls will face sexual assault before the age of 18. Zatz says this statistic is one reason why victims need to speak out.
Given the rates at which it happens, everyone at least knows someone who is a survivor. And so it's really something that's happening all around us. And we as a society have a responsibility to try and prevent that violence from happening to children.
Miller says most of the project is simply about helping survivors express themselves through art, and not just writing.
I look for people to access their experiences and to share their experiences however they need to. So, you know, if it starts out a couple of words and then all of a sudden somebody wants to grab a marker or a watercolor pencil or, you know, whatever the case may be, I hope to facilitate that.
Fire will also work with victims to help address the physical side of abuse. Laura Sprigg is a physical therapist and founder of the Body Love Project.
What happens to the survivor is often a hatred of the body. Many survivors end up self-harming. Many end up with eating disorders because they are taking it out on the closest thing to the event.
Sprigg says her goal is to help victims of child sexual abuse find out how their trauma affects them physically.
Seeing if they can identify where in their body they hold that or where they get tense when it's mentioned, and then try to work with that on easing that tension and figuring out, you know, how they're perhaps making themselves feel worse or sick even.
Even though it's a difficult subject, Adrian Davis of Fire says talking about it openly is the key to solving the problem.
I hope that this show will open conversation at the very least. I want people to be able to talk about it and go home and talk to their children honestly and ask, has anyone ever done anything inappropriate to you? I mean, I think it's a very important question.
Denise Miller says survivors don't have to perform their stories publicly to be in the project. Most importantly, she says, victims should know abuse doesn't have to affect their lives.
You know, a lot of my poems deal with sexual assault, domestic violence, those kinds of things that I grew up with, but I can still smile after. I can still love. I can still live and breathe and really enjoy life.
Fire still needs help to make this program work. They're looking for therapists and stagehands as well as participants. You can see the taping of Secret Survivors at Fire Historical and Cultural Arts Collaborative Friday night at 7:00.